Give him all the praise and all the glory. If you know that our God is a good God, give him all the praise and all the glory. He saved you, he redeemed you. He raised you up. He made you sit with him at the right hand of the Father. You are in Christ. He raised you up. He lifted you up. He is your Lord and your Savior. He loved you before you loved him. He rescued you and redeemed you. Come and give him praise and all the glory. Shout your praise again to him. Shout your praise again to him. He is your Lord. He is your Savior. He is a good God. We know where he has brought us from. We know the blessings he found us. We ought to praise him and give him glory. Because he's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's a good God. Turn to another one and say, he's a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. One more time, give him praise. Thank you so much. Thank you, worship team. Thank you very much. God bless you. Wonderful. Let's clap our hands and appreciate them for serving us today. And don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. Raise your hands and say, Father, I thank you because I came in your presence. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, turn around and wave to everybody. Yes. Wave to everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What are we about, City Church?
There are some new people.
What are we about? We are about the Great Commission. Manifesting Christ in our everyday life, preaching the unconditional love and grace of God to the nations of the world, and leading people into an intimate relationship with God. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Before you take your seats, can I take this opportunity to lead you in giving? Let's give to the Lord. Okay, let's raise up our offerings as a sign of worship. Lord, we come to you to worship you with our finances. Lord, we connect with what you're doing, not only here but in the nations of the world. We connect to what you're doing not only at Faith Park but in the nations of the world. And we connect with the nations. We connect with your divine work. And Father, we walk in this divine wisdom of increase and multiplication, of purpose, Thank you, Father, because our hands are making wealth. We have been given power to make wealth. And we walk in this wisdom of financial increase. And Father, right now, I bless everyone here. I speak a blessing upon their lives that they will never lack anything. And Father, I declare that their hands are blessed. Everything they touch will see increase. Everything they do will increase. Things will increase in their hands. Nothing will die in their hands. Everything receives life. Everything receives life. Everything receives life. In Jesus' name, they are blessed in the city, and blessed in the country. These ones are blessed every day, going out and coming in. You load them with benefits every day. I was young and now I'm old, and yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. These ones will never beg for bread, but they will provide bread to the nations in Jesus' name. If you hear me, say amen.
All right,
let's come and give our offerings. Rejoice as you come to give. Amen. Praise God. I don't come from Sweden. I come from Uganda. And I'm sent from here as a missionary to the nations of the world. So Pastor Carol said, all the way from Stockholm, all the way from Uganda. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All the way from Uganda. Kampala, Uganda.
Kampala, Uganda.
So thank you for allowing me to be away on the mission field. I am your missionary. To the nations. And I'm excited to bring good news that God is working and God is blessing people. Things are happening. Great things, great and mighty things are happening. Every day. God has been gracious. So greetings from Stockholm. Greetings from City Church. City Church, Stockholm greets you.
City Church eli Stockholm babalamusiza.
The Swedish congregation, CKS, and CCI, and everybody greeted you. The leaders greeted you. Mama Rhoda and the kids that live with me,
Mama Rhoda
greeted
you.
Amen.
Amen.
She's praying that she will come back soon. She's really seeking the Lord. Sometimes it's not easy as we want it to be. Because every time we live on this earth, things grow, things increase, and that means more responsibility. And so the more things that God brings our way, the more responsibility. And the more we grow, the more responsibility. But she loves you. I want to thank the generation leaders for the great work you're doing. You are very key and important in the work God has called us to do. So if you're a generation leader, would you stand, please? If you're a generation leader and you're here today, would you stand? We don't have so many here today. But can we clap our hands and appreciate the generation leaders for the great work you're doing? Thank you for taking care of the church. You are honored and loved. You're doing a great work. everything in this church lies on your shoulders. I thank you for taking responsibility. And I pray you continue. And I pray that God will strengthen you. And God will increase you in wisdom. And the ability to take care of people. That is our work. That is our purpose. So may God bless you. Please take your seats. We honor you, Lord. And we pray that you speak to us today. We get our hearts ready to minister to us. Show us and teach us to profit through today's teaching. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's begin from Ecclesiastes chapter 6. Verse 7, I'm talking to you about the purpose of man. Now, I'm
going
to do a message in three parts. So, if you're here today, you're going to listen to this message, but you will understand it more if you complete the other two. So I'm just laying a foundation today, and in the next two Sundays I'll be taking you deeper, and you'll understand more if you listen to this one and the two that are coming. The purpose of man. There is a quest for purpose. People want to know, and you hear people ask, what is my purpose? How can I find out my purpose in life? And they spend so many years in search, and yet it is very simple and very obvious. Everyone should know their purpose. And you should not spend days searching, because it's so obvious. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 7. We read up to verse 12. All the labor of man, if you follow me, if you have a Luganda Bible, please open and read together with me. If any translation, just follow me. All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied. Verse 8 says, for what more has the wise man than the fool? What does the poor man have? Who knows how to walk before the living? Verse 9 says, better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of desire. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. Whatever one is, he has been named already. That's verse 10. For it is known that he is man, and he cannot contend with him. He is mightier than he. Since there are many things that increase vanity, how is man the better? Verse 12 says, for who knows what is good for man in life? All the days of his vain life, which he passes like a shadow. Who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun? Now, this is an interesting portion of scripture. Very interesting. This is Solomon, the wisest man, the richest man on earth. He came to that point in life where everything he had owned, everything he had done, and everything he had accumulated looked meaningless. So he speaks to us and he emphasizes the endless search for the real purpose in life.
Kakati ayogera jetuli era tunnyonnyola okunonya ekigendererwa ekituufu mu bulamu.
He came to that point in life where everything became meaningless and purposeless.
Yatuuka mu bulamu ekiseera nga buli kintu kyonna kyalaba kuti kina mugaso era nti kiko kyekitegeeza.
But this is the wisest man.
Naye ono ye musajja asinga
omugezi. This is the richest man.
Musajja asinga obugagga.
He came to that point.
Yatuuka ekiseera
and he realized everything around him
nakizuula nti buli kyonna kye yali alina
was vanity,
kyali butaliimu,
meaningless,
tekirina mugaso,
purposeless,
tekiriiko mugaso.
And he began to search for the real purpose.
N'atandika okunoonya kigendererwa.
He began to search.
N'atandika okunoonya.
And he began to ask.
N'atandika okubuuza ebibuuzo.
What is
n'abuuza kiki
the purpose of life?
Ekigendererwa ky'obulamu kyekiri.
With all the money, with all the power, with all the influence, with all the glory Solomon had, he came to that point in life and he asked himself, what is life? What is life? And what is my purpose in this life? You see, there are people that have worked so hard and they have gone up the ladders. They have reached the highest level in life. In education, career, family, name it. They have gone to the highest level of life. And yet they are still unsure of their purpose. In this life, the highest man and the lowest one, they all have four questions in this life. The man on the top and the man down there, they all have these four questions. They wake up and ask every day. The poorest and the richest, they all have these four questions. Number one, take note of them. Where am I from? Where am I from? What is my origin?
Mvawa.
Where did I come from?
Navaludawa.
Number two, who am I? Identity. Who am I? Now, Solomon is the richest. Solomon is the most powerful man. The man of power and glory and wisdom and riches. But after all that, he came to this point and he asked himself, who am I? Identity. Identity. Number three. Why am I here? Purpose. Why am I here? Why am I here? Purpose. Number four. Where am I going? Destiny. These are questions in everyone's heart. Whether rich or poor, whether sick or healthy, these are four questions in every man's heart. They are asking things about their origin. They are asking questions concerning their purpose, concerning their identity, and concerning their destiny. Now, you never find answers to these questions outside what I'm
going to
teach. You have to come back to God. You have to come back in
Christ
and find answers to these four questions. Let's go to Genesis where everything began. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Are you following me? And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion of the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So the first message and the first blessing to Adam was to multiply, was to increase. God creates them and He blessed them to go and increase on the earth. He created them in His image and likeness. And what God wanted is Adam to come on this earth and multiply the image and the likeness of God. Because what God wanted is to extend His domain on the earth, to bring His kingdom here. And so He put His image in man. He put His likeness in man. And what He wanted is this man to come here and increase the image and the likeness of God. Increase and subdue the earth. Multiplication. That was the first message and the first blessing to man. Now the Great Commission that we see in the New Testament was firstly given to Adam. Adam was the first man to receive the Great Commission. The Great Commission was first given to Adam, the first man. And the Great Commission was to multiply the image and the likeness of God. And of course, man lost it. When man sinned, he could not fulfill purpose. Because you cannot fulfill purpose outside God. And so when man sinned against God, he was separated from the presence. He was condemned. Condemnation is being removed from the presence. And so man was removed from the presence. And outside the presence, you cannot fulfill purpose. When you are not abiding in the presence, you can never fulfill your purpose. So if you want to understand your purpose, and you want to fulfill your purpose, you must fulfill it in God. You must understand it in God. So the first thing we do is coming back in the presence of God and yielding our hearts to the presence, to the will and purpose of God for our lives. So Adam lost it. Now, when Adam lost it, God the Father had plan B. He wasn't ready to leave this earth without the kingdom. He wanted the kingdom to come. He wanted the kingdom to be established. So He sends the second Adam. The second Adam came, Jesus Christ.
Adam Yesu Christo.
And when second Adam came, the first message He gave in Mark chapter 1, the message He gave in Matthew 28 when He was about to leave, and the message He gave in Acts chapter 1 when He was about to leave shows us our life purpose in this world. Our life purpose is to spread the gospel and win many through the Lord Jesus. That is your purpose. If you've been searching like Solomon, now you know it. Now look at the first message and blessing God gave to man. Was to increase and multiply His image on the earth. So God says to Adam, I want my image, I want my likeness to increase on the earth. So go and multiply it. Go and increase it. I want many images.
Njagala ebifaananyi ebiwera.
I want so many likenesses.
Njagala endabika eziwerako.
On the earth. I want the earth to be filled with a kingdom.
Njagala obwakabaka ensejuzibwe obwakabaka.
I want the earth to be filled with my glory.
Njagala ensejuzibwe ekitiibwa kyange.
I want so many.
Njagala bangi ddala.
I want so much.
Njagala bingi ddala.
I want it everywhere.
Njagala buli wantu wonna.
Adam lost it.
Adam
but that was the purpose of creation.
Na ichi chichari chindwa chokutonda.
And so when Adam lost it,
kati Adam bwe yachifira,
second Adam comes.
Adam okubirira
naja. And when second Adam came,
Adam okubirira bwe yaja.
He came with the same message.
Yaja no baka bwe bumu.
Same message.
Baka bwe bumu.
Same message.
Baka bwe bumu.
And we see that in Mark chapter 1 verse 17.
Tubulaba mu Mark sura soko nyirwa 10 na 17.
Mark 1 17.
Mark emu.
His first call was to spiritual multiplication. His first call to these disciples was the Great Commission. So second Adam arrives. And all he did, the first message was, come, follow me, I'll take you back to purpose. Are you with me? Come follow me. I will make you fishers of men. When you follow me, I take you back to purpose. So his message was, you left your purpose. You walked away from your purpose. You sinned against God. You left your purpose. Now I'm back here. I have now come to gather you, take you back to purpose. Take you back to purpose. So that you don't live a life like Solomon lived. You can gather everything around you. You can have the beautiful home. You can drive nicely. You can live like a king. But I'm telling you, one day you come back to that purpose. Or you come back to that question. What is life? What is life? After seeing everything. What is life? So Jesus comes and says, follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. In Mark 1:17. So these guys were fishing for fish. Away from their purpose. They were lawyers. They were doctors. Teachers. Doing all sorts of things. Like you wake up every day. You go out to fish. To provide for your family. You go out to fish. But that is not your purpose. And we're going to look at that next Sunday. That's not your purpose. Your purpose is not to be a teacher. Your purpose is not to be a doctor. Your purpose is to increase the image and the likeness of God on earth. That is a purpose for everybody. And so many people think his purpose is not my purpose. Her purpose is not my purpose. And all we are talking about there is callings and gifts. But every believer, you have the same purpose. Same purpose. All of us. All of us. All of us. And we're going to look at that next Sunday. Because what we call purpose is not purpose. So now he comes with his first message. And then the last message was the same. So Jesus comes and he says, come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. Follow me, I'll take you back to your purpose. And then they began to follow. For 3 years, they were following. And Jesus was teaching many things there. He taught about the kingdom. He taught about everything. He spoke about marriage. He talked about business. He talked about investment. He talked about giftings. He talked about many things. But when he was leaving, he brought them back to the same message. And this is what he said. In Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature. take my image and my likeness. Let every creature be like me. Raise me Christ like women. Raise me Christ like men. People that will follow me. People that will be my disciples. I want my glory. I want my kingdom to spread all over this world. Go to every creature and preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. So that is the message Jesus leaves in Matthew 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke unto them saying, "Oh, power is given unto me in heaven and on the earth." Verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Verse 20, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you even to the end of the world." He takes them back to the purpose that God gave to Adam. Now Jesus restores it. And Jesus says, "I'm here to take you back. Now I have taught you many things. Now," he says, "now go and multiply and increase my image and my likeness." Now don't worry. In the next few Sundays, I'll be teaching how to do it. I'm laying a foundation. And when you go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and up to the end of the earth." And the Bible says in verse 9, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight." Now, look at the first message he gave when he came. And then look at the last message he gave when he was going. That shows you your purpose. Go back to Adam. Look at the first message and blessing. That shows you the purpose of man. The purpose of man. That is your purpose. To increase the image and the likeness. Shout hallelujah. Shout
hallelujah.
Now look at 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18. Jesus,
yes,
had a purpose on the earth. And his purpose was to reconcile men back to God. And when he was leaving this earth, he gave it to us. This is your purpose. Hallelujah. 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 Shout hallelujah. So Jesus had a purpose. His purpose was to reconcile men back to God, so that they can find their purpose. The purpose they lost in Adam. Hallelujah. The purpose we lost in Adam. Jesus came to reconcile us back to the Father. Because you will never find your identity away from God. You will never understand your origin away from God. You will never understand your identity away from God. You will never understand or do your purpose away from God. So that's why Jesus came to reconcile us back to the Father, so that we find answers to the four questions that we see in the life of Solomon, the richest man. There is a verse I want to show you. He says, Solomon asked himself in Ecclesiastes 1:14, "I have seen all the works that are done under the sun. And indeed, all is vanity and grasping for the wind." So this man was confused because he thought the glory and the power and the money
and
the wealth
obugaga
was the purpose. And he says, I've seen the work of man under the sun. All is vanity. All is vanity. And so Jesus came to reconcile you and I back to God so that we don't live a meaningless life, a purposeless life. I keep on asking myself this question. You read in the newspapers that this man committed suicide. And when you make research on him, you find out he had the fame, he had the money, he was celebrated, he owns an apartment in New York, he lives on 5th floor, you can see the whole world. When he comes out, everyone celebrates him. He has a beautiful wife, a model. And then you find his body in the toilet. Why do you die like that? With all the power and the fame, where are you leaving your money, your fame, your beautiful wife, your children? Why are you killing yourself? They come to that point. So, my friend, you and I shouldn't wait to come to that point where you regret, because everyone has come there. Everyone has come there. And you and I won't go there. In the name of Jesus, you and I will not go there. We will not go to that point. We know our purpose. So he reconciles man back to God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:18, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. You see that? That's your purpose. Now we have been reconciled, and now our purpose is restored. The ministry of reconciliation has been passed on to us. We have been re-established in purpose. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did besiege you by us. So God speaks to the world by us. God speaks to the nations by us. Shout hallelujah.
Gamba hallelujah.
We pray you, we ask you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We ask you, as representatives of Christ, be reconciled. So that is your purpose. That's your purpose. That's your purpose. Now look at it again. That God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has recommitted unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors. Now that's the thing. If you're a public school teacher, if you are a nurse, whatever you're doing, you're selling in the shop, you're working in the saloon, you are an ambassador there. Now, You are an accountant. And you thought that is your purpose? No. God is using that. God is using your profession to send you in that office. Now we are talking about giftings and offices and talents. Now if you're a sportsman, you play football, you play soccer, you are an ambassador in that industry. If you are in entertainment, you are an ambassador there. You have a talent. You have a gift. And that office and that gift and that education and that knowledge you have is the key to the industry where you are. Is the key to the office where you are. That is what opens doors for you. But the purpose is to reconcile those you meet. You a bus driver?
Oli muvuzi wa bus.
Yeah. Being a bus driver,
okubanga ovuga bus,
will open a door for you.
Chija kugulirawo oluggi.
But the purpose is not for you to make money as a bus driver.
Kukola sente ng'omuvuzi wa bus.
The purpose is not for you to make money as a bus driver.
Ekigendererwa sigwe kukola sente ng'omuvuzi wa bus.
The purpose is to meet those people and reconcile them. You are an ambassador in that business.
Oli mubaka mu business eyo.
I am an ambassador to the nations. Everywhere I go, I reconcile them. Every Sunday, I speak to nations. Every Sunday, I minister to 34 in the same building. 34 nationalities. In fact, 35 now. 35 to 36 nationalities in Stockholm every Sunday. And every Monday. And my job is to empower them as ambassadors. Number two is to reconcile them to God. I am an ambassador. I am a humanitarian.
Ndi mukozi.
And as we take care of the needy,
eranga tulabirira babetaga,
as we advocate for the poor,
nga tulwanirira abavu,
that is something that opens the door for me.
Echo che chinzikulirawo oluggi.
To meet people.
Okusinkana abantu.
To meet the unreached.
Okusinkana abatasita
abatana bakukirira. The purpose is reconciling.
Nenge chigenderwa chakuba komyawo.
The purpose is reconciling them.
Chigenderwa chakuba komyawo.
So Jesus, second Adam, comes to restore it. And when he restored it, he passed it on to you. And he says, now you have been given the ministry of reconciliation. So we are standing in the place of Christ, reconciling men back to God. So everywhere you go, it is as if Christ is there. It is as if Christ is there. Reconciling men. Reconciling men. Now let me close like this. If this is not what you're doing, your life is meaningless. You're living a purposeless life. I don't care how much you have. Hear it from me. I don't care how many you know. I don't care how much influence you have. If your influence is not reconciling men, you are the poorest man. Like Solomon. The Bible tells us he was the most richest. He was wealthy. He had glory. People came like Queen Sheba. They came to see the glory of Solomon. But then Solomon comes to this point. And Solomon says, what is life? So I see people chasing things. Jesus said it. Seek his kingdom. The manifestation of the kingdom. Seek his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added. Don't chase things. Leave your purpose. 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 Are you reconciling men? We begin from here next Sunday. Let's stand on our feet. We stand. Praise God. If there is anything I can give you, is to remind you of purpose. Because life can be so bad if you live anyhow. Now, young people, listen to me. And I'm
going
to pray for young people today. We can't lose this generation. We've lost so many. There's a man who said that was Miles Monroe, the late Dr. Miles Monroe.
Dr. Miles Monroe.
He said this. Are you hearing me, young people? The youth that are here today. This is what this man said. And I consider him to be one of the wisest men. This is what he said. The richest place on earth is not the World Bank. It's not the gold mines. Is the graveyard. The first time I heard that, I'm like, what are you saying? And I listened to him again. And I understood him. Because this is what he said. That is where you find people. Because everyone is rich with purpose. But that's the place where you find men buried before they planted the churches they were supposed to plant. That's where you find men who did not understand their purpose, so they did not find out the gifts and the anointings that God gave them to fulfill their purpose in life. They left. And the reason why your gifts won't surface. Now, that's another teaching about giftings. Do you want to exercise your gift? Do you want to sharpen your gift? Do you want to awaken and activate your giftings? Understand your purpose. Because if you understand your purpose, your gifts will begin to speak. You begin to get compelled. Wilberforce Bezude is a boxer.
Wilberforce Bezude Jr.
He's training to become professional. He didn't have muscles. We couldn't see them, but they were hidden. But when he began to aim at the game, and he said, I want to be a professional boxer. And he says when he boxes, he shows them Jesus. That's a man that knows his purpose. Every time he wins, he sends us a message and says, I showed them Jesus. When he says, I showed them Jesus, you knew he win. He won. He won. He beat him. Says, I showed him Jesus. But when he began to aim at it, within a few months, the man lost weight. The man developed muscles. He was compelled by the dream. By the What is your dream?
Kiroto kyo kiki?
When you begin to understand your true purpose, your life purpose, your dream in life, that true dream you should have, you'll be compelled, and God is going to begin to show you ways you will accomplish your purpose in this life. You don't know how good you are until you begin to dream. You don't know how good you are until you begin to dream. You don't know your ability. You don't know how strong you are until you begin to dream. You don't know how rich you are until you begin to dream. Raise your hands and say, I am a dreamer. Young people, run to the stage. If you're a young person, run here. Come on, run here. Young people, run. I said run, don't walk, run. When you run, come here, run. Come close and raise your hands. Begin to pray right now. Begin to pray in tongues. Young people, run. I didn't say walk, run. Raise your hands and begin to pray. You can't live a purposeless life. You cannot die like your grandfathers died. You won't be a drunkard. You won't be a drug addict. You won't be a useless man. You won't be a useless woman. You are a man of purpose. You are a man of purpose. You are a woman of purpose. Come and raise your hands and begin to pray. Don't play with your purpose in life. Don't play with your dreams in life. Come on, begin to pray. Come on, begin to pray. Raise your hands. You are not a vagabond. No, you are not a useless man, a useless woman. Like life and society has said it to you. You are a man of purpose. Cities are waiting for you. Nations are waiting for you. People are waiting for you. Kings are about to come to you arising. Child of God, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Come on, begin to pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray.
Saba.
The power of God is coming over your life. The glory of God is coming over your life. The power of God is coming over your life. You are a purposeful woman. You have purpose in this life. You have purpose in this life. You are great. You are mighty. You are great. You are mighty. Some of you are going to redeem people. You're going to redeem cities. You're going to redeem nations. You're going to travel. You are wanted. You are needed. Come on, pray in tongues. There are people here who have given up on life. The spirit of hopelessness. The spirit of hopelessness has sat on you, so heavy on you. Today you resurrect in hope. You resurrect in hope. You resurrect in hope. You resurrect. Come on, raise your hands and say, I resurrect in hope. I resurrect in hope. I resurrect in hope. I shake off the dust. I shake off the dust and I walk forward. I have hope. I am a man of God. I am a woman of God. Come on, pray in the spirit. Come on, pray in the spirit. Come on, pray in the spirit. There is hope for you. You've not lost it. You have purpose. Some of you say, The things I've gone through. The things I have done. I lost it, Pastor. I lost it, Pastor. I lost it. Raise your hands and say, I resurrect. I resurrect. I resurrect. I resurrect. If you're here today and you say, I lost it, don't be ashamed. Raise up your hand. You say, I lost it. I lost it. Run and come. Run. Don't walk. Run. Your hands up. Run. If you say, I lost it, run here. Run here. Begin to pray. Raise up your hands. Begin to pray. Life is coming back into you. Life is coming back into you. Come on, raise your hands. When you get here, raise your hands. Life is coming back into you. Life is coming back into you. Life is coming back. I speak to those bones. Receive life. Those bones. Receive life. 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 You've never lost it. You've never lost it. It is in there. I call it forth. Resurrect. In the name of Jesus. Come forth.
Fire.
Come on, everybody, raise your hands. Begin to pray in the spirit. There is life in there. Come forth.
Golokoka.
Sharabagazenta
Rabagoboserebosika.
Shantarabagaya. There is life in there.
Waliobulamunda.
That dream is still alive.
Oh, tubule eteri.
That dream is still alive.
Oh, rimoso.
The anointing is still alive.
Amafutagachari mala.
Purpose is still alive.
Shigenera chichari.
Come forth. Masharabagaya.
Rebosaka.
Masharabagaya. Come on, pray in tongues.
Rikalabazi.
Sherebozi karabagaya.
Mashikuru.